Hello, I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for joining the show today. This is part three of Close Encounters of the God Kind, a heaven vision. So many people said, would you please rerun this because it ministers so much to us. So here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be blessed as the power of God is ministered to you. There's a lot of things here look like earth. And I asked the Lord later about this. And David said the same thing. He said, well, the earth is the Lord's taste. Remember, he created the earth. So what you see there, you'll see a lot of that here. There are flowers there I've never seen before in my life. And fragrances I've never smelled. I've never seen reds like I've seen, or greens, or purples, or blues. Yellows. My God, I mean, when I say color, you've never seen color like this. Gold that is gold, but yet transparent. Gold that looks like crystal, yet it's gold. Beautiful. Now, my house was not on the street of the prophets. It was turned to the right. The prophets' homes were gorgeous and beautiful. He said, you have an appointment. I said, I'm going to the throne. And, you know, when I got there, immediately I wanted to go. This place is unreal. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss heaven. I was more interested in the people than I would say the physical things till I got to my house. I couldn't believe what words can I say? I said, my God. Then I realized he's a too much God. What that means by that, your cup runneth over. So he just keep pouring. See, if your kid keeps pouring in the cup and he spills it all over, you call it waste. God keeps pouring. He calls it prosperity. Till your cup runneth over. He feeds 5,000 people till they're so full they can't walk, but there's 12 baskets over. So he's more than enough. See, everybody else considers it waste. He doesn't consider it waste. He calls it prosperity. He just keeps pouring. You say, it's running off. The cup's full. It's rolling off the floor. It's going off the table. It's going out in the front yard, and God's still pouring. Till you get to a point, you go, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You see, he's a God, an abundant God. And I would get weak, and I ate this fruit. It was this copper-colored looking type of fruit. It was sweet tasting. It was very juicy. I bit into it. It went down. I was embarrassed. I went, And they said, it's all right, but it would give me strength. And plus, I hadn't eaten. I'd left my food on the table. So the Lord was helping me out. The leaves of the healing of the trees, the tree of life, the leaves of the healing of the nation, I can understand that. They would smell those leaves. And then they'd get back in those lines. And you'd see that some people don't live the way they should live for God. There's degrees there. Yet there's no jealousy there. Kathy always told me, you know, Jesse, when we go to heaven, I know with God, we're not married, but I wouldn't mind living with you. You know what I mean? You know, ladies and gentlemen, make this announcement. There are families there. But it's not like you think here. I mean, your wife is still your wife. Your children are still your children. So I didn't understand that. See, my mother passed away. I didn't see my mom. I knew she was there. Maybe it would have hurt me too much to see her, or I wouldn't want to come back. But see, my daddy married another lady. And I knew, I said, something wrong, man. Because I know my mama. And I believe daddy's still living. And I believe Jesus Christ is coming in his lifetime, which is my lifetime. The Bible said the dead in Christ are going to rise first. So mama's coming out the grave. And her spirit and body are going to connect together. She's going to be on that cloud first. Then my daddy's coming. Then Esther's coming. And I know my mama, she's going to say, who's that woman, Paul? And I know my daddy, he's going to say, I ain't never saw her before in my life. I know my daddy, boy. But you don't have to worry about that. There's no jealousy or malice or anything of that nature. I saw a family. They asked me if I would go on. As I was walking toward the throne, I met this family that died in an airplane accident. Children, family. They were going on a picnic. They said, would you like to come with us on a picnic? I went, yeah. And that angel and David said, you have an appointment at the throne.
I said, I'll see y'all later then.
Walking in the different things. I'm going through this as quick as I can. When I got to the throne of God, I couldn't stand up. I saw 24 thrones, but no one was sitting in them. And I asked that angel, I asked them 24 elders. He said, yes. I said, well, where are they? He said, Jesse, we are servants here. He said, they're in the city. They're ministering. They're ministering constantly. Servants. You are a servant. We serve you. Everybody serves. It's what you can do for you. You always say, can I help? Somebody's always trying to do something for you. The children, the babies singing. If you've had a miscarriage, if you've had an abortion, don't worry about it. You didn't lose your baby. The Lord's got that baby. You never have to worry about it. Never. Never. He holds those. I saw those little souls at the throne of God. They look about this big. Look like they had a little nightgown on them. And they would fly. They could fly. And they would fly into that presence of Jehovah. And I'd hear them saying, can we be a spirit? Can we be a spirit? Would you send us to the earth so we can be a spirit? We want to be a redeemed person. Can we be a spirit? So now I know how God sends these babies. They look like little bitty things about this big. They just go out of the breath of God. The gifts. And that's how your grandbaby, that's how that baby was before she became a spirit. When I got to the throne of God, I hit the ground. I couldn't stand up. The light was so bright. The angel of the Lord gave me some fruit. He said, eat this so you can withstand the glory of God. The closer you get to the throne, the weaker you become because of the glory of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about ready to tell you, it's going to shock you. I could not. I saw Jehovah, the Father's feet. But I also, you know, I said it on the tape, I only saw his feet. But he was sitting down and I saw his hand, this lower part, he was sitting like this in his hand. He is so powerful. I heard this, whoa, massive amount of energy. That's the only way I can explain it. Power. If he would just barely move, a universe would annihilate. Jehovah, Elohim, Yahweh. Just, and in this mat, and I'm looking like this, and I could only like see his feet, and I saw his finger, his hand, like, you know, the lower part of his body, what I meant, like that. He did, and these angels flying. Find the great God Jehovah and smoke just coming up and just in this massive sound. Power like I've never experienced in my life. And these big angels, now these had wings flying in that throne saying the great God Jehovah. And I saw the hand, like he said, even though it was, I said it in the tape like it was his feet, but it was in his lower part. His finger did this. I want everybody to see this. His finger just did. And when he moved, an angel of God was thrown up against a wall. The angel went, bam, flying. I mean, I could, Jehovah just moves without it being calculated. Gone. Power. And in this massive light, I'm laying on my face, if I can, like this. Literally like this. Trying. And I'm getting weaker, looking like this. And out of that massive light, there's one, yet there's two. I see like another individual. They're one, yet they're two. I could say this in tongues. I don't know how to explain this in English. And out of this massive energy of light and love and power comes Jesus. He's in the Father. The Father's in him. He's like at the right hand of God. You understand? I understand that statement. He comes out of that power. And when he came, he comes out in human form, something we can touch. There's seemed like millions of people at the throne of God just bit the dust. And all of a sudden, he comes out of that light. And there he is, like I saw him, in paradise. And all my life as a minister, I thought he was a teacher. You know, a very mild-mannered, calm person. He came out on that platform, on that throne. You could hear just the Father going, just power. And the people, and he came out, and he's not a teacher, even though I know he can teach, but he's a preacher. And he began to shout. Jesus shout. He said, I'm going to get your brothers. I'm going to get your sisters. I'm going to get your family. And I'm bringing them back to this place to live with me forever and ever. He's a preacher. He shouts. He hollers. Man. You know what I thought of? I thought, man, Shambach ain't got nothing on Jesus. He's a shout. He hollered. He was excited. People screaming and hollering. I'm laying on the floor trying to glimpse this stuff. It was the most powerful experience I ever went through. People shouting and loud. And he's preaching. He hollers. I was amazed. Because I thought he'd walk around like this. No. Oh, he's excited. Now, you can't see Jehovah's face and live. At least I couldn't. But I'll explain this statement. I would see Jesus and he would stop. And I could look at him. See, because the heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son, Jesus. The voice of God is the Holy Ghost. But the hand of God is the church. And I saw him. And I seen him turn around several times like this. And he'd look at that massive light. And that's when I noticed I couldn't, because you see, I'm looking down at it, but I could see Jesus' face. I could bear that power. But when I'd go to try to look at the fire, he would walk out and walk in. He'd just walk in it, into that massive amount of energy. But he would look, and I've never seen love like I saw that. You could sense the love of God just pulling from Christ. And you could see Christ just giving love back and forth. It was just such a magnetism. I asked the stupidest question anyone would ever ask in heaven. I'm still embarrassed to say it. I'm laying on the floor. I asked that angel. I was very interested in the Trinity. They're three, yet they're one. And I said, where's the Holy Spirit? And the angel said, he's on the earth. I said, oh yeah, I know that. I know that. I felt so stupid. He's on the earth. Yeah, he's on the earth. He said he's on the earth. Oh, yes, I knew that. After I was back in my own body, I felt like Cluso. Yes, I know that. You know, I felt so stupid to ask such a dumb question at the throne of God. And all of a sudden that angel said, we must go. We walked out of that throne. It is so massive. The angel singing and shouting. Those little souls going into there. And God just breathing them in it like little gifts to people that are wanting babies. If you had a baby that died, passed away, accident, something happened. And if you would live to be a ripe old age, that baby would grow up. That's the first person you're going to see other than Abraham when you get there. That baby waiting to see you. But there'll be a grown person if it takes you a long time before you go home to be with God. But if you've had a baby and they passed away and a couple, 2 or 3 years later you would pass away, you will raise that child. Those children are taught the oracles of God. I saw Oriental children, but I didn't see many Oriental adults. And I realized that there comes a time where you either accept Christ or reject Him. But see, God don't lose them babies. All these millions of babies that have been destroyed, the Lord's got them. He's got them. They're growing. They're being taught the oracles of God. It was a wonderful thing. As I walked out, they were shouting and praising. I heard that familiar voice, Jesse. And this is the part that gets to me. I don't know if this is on the tape back there or not. Because some things God lets me reveal. I turned around. He said, you heard what I said. Now, just looking at him, he said, go tell my people I'm coming. I said, Lord, I'll do everything I know to do. And that angel was standing there and David was standing there. I said, I love you with all of my being. I made some mistakes in my life. He said, I don't know you did. I washed them away. I didn't know you did. You're free. I said, listen. Thank you. And I saw a tear swell up in his eye. And he said this statement to me as we were walking. He said, now this is strange to you maybe, but not to me, because I was there. He said, the worst day of my life is yet to come. And he was talking with, all of a sudden, the Lord Jesus Christ, God, is sharing with his creation. He said, you know that scripture I said that I will wipe away all tears in heaven? I said, you know, Lord, I never truly understood that. You know, I mean, in some ways I did, in some ways I didn't. He said, that's tears in my eyes, Jesse. He said, on that great judgment day, I will have to tell the creation that I love to depart from me. Now, he's got tears in his eyes when he's saying this now. He's swelling up in tears in his eyes. Man, it's touching my heart. I want to reach out to him and comfort him. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't say this at the Believer's Meeting. I put my hand on the Lord. And I just kind of, I didn't know what, you know, if somebody you love, you do that. You know, I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. He said, I dread that day. I dread it. I dread it. I said, you know, Lord, I thought everybody was going to be mean and more vicious. No, God will be tears in his eyes crying as he sends this creation whom he died for and loved. He said, Jesse, it's final. I can't change it. He said, tears flowed from my eyes the day my creation Adam fell. But I knew I would send myself, that I had a chance to touch people. He said, but this day is coming. It's final. I can't change it. Once it's said, he said, I have to wipe the tears from my eyes. Then I realized that God needs our love. I didn't realize how much he needed me. See, I've always thought of me needing him. You know, how much he needed me. I said, I'll do anything for you. I said, that may be a rash statement. And I said, Peter said that. I said, but as far as I know, I'll do anything for you. And he smiled at me. He said, I chose you. He said, no one else wanted you. But I need you, boy. I need you, Jesse. I said, okay. I'll tell every soul I meet that you're coming. He said, I brought you here for this. Then he looked at David and that angel. He said, take Jesse by the way of the mountains when you take him home. He likes mountains. And he looked at me and smiled. And I'm noticing his features now. He said, I'll see you soon. He said, one day we'll never part. It'll be forever. And sooner than you think. I got back in that machine with David and with that angel. And as we were going out, I was going up again. I saw people waving at me. And I saw apartments and condominiums. And I looked and I thought, I knew I was coming out of the city into that paradise section again. I said, what are those? He said, Jesse, every desire is given. He said, every one of those people that live there have a home in the city, but some of them like a place in the country. The Lord knew it. He gave it to them. He said, there's no desire that's not met. There's no want that's not given. I didn't hear a sign of greed in this. The Lord just blessing. And there were people waving at me. And ladies and gentlemen, it seemed like 30 minutes as I went and I heard that, I call it a machine, that chariot looking, it began to accelerate. and I come to myself and I'm in the same position that I was at 1 o'clock, and it's 6:15. I'd been there 5 hours and 15 minutes. And the first thing I did was, God, man, they're coming to 7:15 to pick me up to go preach. So I ran, just ran into the shower. But I was befuddled. I said, I ain't saying nothing about this. People think I'm crazy. So the guy that had been picking me up every night was a talker. Well, when he got 6:45, I cleaned up, shaved as quick as I could. I got in the car. He ain't said a word to me. He just looked at me. I thought, did I say something to offend him? So I didn't say nothing. Driving to the church, he just looked at me. When we got there, the service was already started. They were singing. So I walked from the back of the church up the front. As I was walking, people began to point their fingers at me. One of my tape men were there, Brother Fritz Brown. They were pointing their fingers at me. Look at Brother Justin. Then they began to look like this. I was lit up like a light. I mean, I'm shining. I can't see it. I mean, I look in the mirror. I just see this Cajun face. I don't see nothing. Lit up. People going. So they start looking for television lights to see what was on my face. And when I walked to the platform, the pastor was just, he just backed up. I was going to go sit down at the little half pew they got right there. And he just motioned me to come. And I just came and I said, I've been in the presence of God. And they thought I was praying. Oh, I ain't talking about praying. I'm talking physical presence. And people begin to fall out in the Spirit of God. I didn't say nothing to them that night. Not a word. I went back. My mind was tripping, boy. I said, I've been to heaven.
Stay tuned as the Heaven series continues.
I tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, y'all sure love that question and answer segment. They said, Brother Jesse, would you show us some more? Praise God, so we bring you in into more questions and answers. I tell you what, people love this, and I believe you're going to love it again. So here we go with some different questions and some different answers concerning heaven.
My name is Regina Dobbins. My little boy died when he was 2 months old.
How old?
2 months.
Okay,
and
when?
He died in my arms.
How long ago was that?
8 years.
Okay.
And I had a friend tell me that he's still in the ground.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell your friend. Your friend don't know what they're talking about. Now, I'll tell you something. Your baby is not dead. Your baby's alive. And let me tell you something else. If you live to be an old, old woman a long time, that child will grow up because that child begins to grow. The first person that child wants to see is you. Now, listen to this. But I believe you're going in Jesus' time. Jesus is coming our lifetime. Guess what? You're going to raise your baby, girl. You know, God don't lose no babies. God don't lose no babies at all. Now, if you read my book, that's what I've been criticized more than anything in my book is on them babies. Them preachers trying to get them babies into hell for some apparent reason. God don't lose no babies. You've had an abortion, God got your baby. You've had a miscarriage, God got your baby. Do you understand? Now, if Jesus tarries and you become an old woman, that child will grow up. And that child will be taught the oracles of God. That's not it. It'll be taught. But you know what? I believe you're living in the last days, and you're going to teach that child. So first person you're going to see, that baby is going to see it waiting for you. Your baby is alive. That's true. I saw it. I don't care what anybody said. I saw it. I hope you're enjoying the program. We sure enjoy coming into your home and ministering the word of the Lord Jesus Christ to you. It's a blessing of God. This is Heaven Close Encounters of the God Kind, Part 3. Next week, Part 4. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, people are enjoying this literally all over the world. Thank you for watching the program. Now, the show is not over. I'm coming back in just a minute again to speak a word to you. And I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed and excited about God's power in your life.
You see, heaven is wonderful. I walked out and saw mountains and streams and trees and flowers.
This wonderful message, Close Encounters of the God Kind, is now available on DVD for the first time in this special edition double disc set, including over 2 hours of bonus material containing never before seen footage.
You have an appointment with the great God Jehovah. Wind began to blow through my skin and my...
This exciting DVD set is now available at a special price of $22.
Then I heard this. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. I hit the ground. I couldn't stand up. The light was so bright.
In addition, for a limited time only, we're offering a special value pack, which includes the book, CD, and new DVD set for only $32. This message will enrich and bless your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been offering this wonderful special edition of Close Encounters of the God Kind all this month. This is the third week we offer it because it's a special edition. It's two DVDs in here. As I've said in the previous shows, there's 2 hours of bonus footage that's never been seen. Even if you got Close Encounters of the God Kind, you don't have this. It's informative. It will bless you. It will minister life to you. I'll tell you one thing. It'll make tears come to your eyes and also make you smile and say, I have a future in God. If you'd like to get it, all the information's up on the screen. Write us, call us, contact us on the website, www.jdm.org. You that are watching outside the United States, please use the information that you see on the screen. All the pricing's there. You'll be blessed by it, okay? Make sure you get this. I'm telling you, it's a special edition. It's got hours. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy yourself around your television set, your DVD player, as you watch this. Thank you for sharing and caring in this ministry and for being a partner. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
The Lord told me to believe for this intercontinental piece of equipment.
For one reason, to simply preach the gospel.
I don't care if you're Catholic or Baptist or Methodist. I'm not interested in what church or what denomination you belong to. But I'm interested in this. Do you know Jesus?
Join Jesse and Kathy Duplantis for a Celebrate Jesus rally in scenic Tulsa, Oklahoma. Bring a friend for 2 anointed days of worship, preaching, and prayer. At the Maybe Center, located at 81 Street and Lewis Avenue. Service times are Thursday, September 16th at 7 p.m. and Friday, September 17th at 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For more information, call us at Jesse Duplantis Ministries, 985-764-2000. Ladies, make plans now to join Kathy Duplantis and special guest Joyce Meyer for the 2004 Women's Conference.
I'm believing for double blessings and double harvest, and I want to help twice as many people as I've ever helped before in my life.
I'm beginning to say, I'm living large because I'm supercharged.
You don't want to miss this anointed two-day event, Friday, October 8th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, October 9th at 10 a.m. at Jesse Duplantis International Headquarters.
And I stood in that study and I praised God and I shouted and I cried and I loved the Lord and I said, come here, let me hug you, come here. And I just loved you and honored him. And it was about an hour and a half and I heard him go, thank you. You can go back to your appointments. You bless me.